Okay, amigos, this is the final segment of the Texas Wranglers interview. Thank you for listening. Rancho Alegre Radio. We're back with Julian Fernandez here on Rancho Alegre Radio, of course, of the Texas Wranglers. Julian, you have a faithful drove here in Austin of fans. What do you have a name for these guys?
The ladies, I call them the Wranglerettes. You know, we have great fans, great followers. Usually when somebody wants to do a benefit dance, they call us out because they know that we definitely have a draw with our regular fans. And then, you know, people that just love conjunto music.
Right.
I'm very appreciative, and I'm thankful for their support. I think what they like more about how I do it with them, porque es gente grande.
Right.
I have everybody's address. And this is a secret to you new bands out there, and maybe it's a secret to you old guys out there that have bands and want to continue to pick up your followers. There's nothing wrong with asking for their addresses, addresses.
That's right.
And there's nothing wrong with sending them a flyer.
That's right.
Over the mail.
That's right.
You know, and just always sign your name by hand.
Right.
You know,
right.
Hope to see you there, Julian.
Yeah.
You know, you're giving them a personal invitation.
Yes,
wow, how warming is that?
Yeah, definitely.
You know, and that's what I do here in Austin. On my mailing list, I have over 500. Of course, we don't get all 500.
Right.
But if we can get half of it, we have a great night. You know, and you know, 99% of the time, we get more than half of that.
And let's talk about something. We touched up on your kids on how hard it was for you to be on tour during Christmas and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about your current wife, Diane. Mm-hmm. I mean, how much has she put up? I mean, she's always supporting you, man. I've never seen a lot of, I mean, like, not mentioning names, but I see a lot of wives get tan jetonas there at the show you know, the husband's getting attention or whatever.
Yes.
I never see that with her.
No, Diane, she's a godsend, bro. You know, I was married at the age of 25 to my first wife. We went together for 8 years before we got married. When we got married, we stayed for 1 year. When and then I was single for 5.
Wow.
When I saw Diane for the first time, it was at one of my cousin's house. For the life of me, I didn't think she was Mexicana. You know, yo nomás miré una güera con ojos verdes. You know, and that took me, you know. And after I left my cousins, because I had my drums here, because playing with Joe and Rocky, you pretty much have to have two drum sets. One goes a day before the other one. And,
right,
you know,
right.
So I had to go pick up my other drum set, which was at my cousin's. You know, I didn't even tell her how. I just saw her out of the corner of my eye.
Right.
So I called my cousin and my male cousin, y le pregunté. I said, who was that girl that was over there at your house when I picked up the drums? He says, what girl? I said, there was a girl there when I went by there. He said, no. He said, oh, yeah. Yeah, there was a girl. And I said, well, who is she? He said, you know, it's a funny thing. She was asking me the same thing about you. I said, no. And he said, yeah, man. And you know, he didn't want to tell me who she was until I came back into town when he was there. And then he told me. And I said, does she have a number? He says, I can't give you her number. You know, we have to ask her first. So, you know, he contacted her and he le dijo, you know, and she says, why haven't you given him a number? So we talked on the phone and I apologized for being a musician because I was on the road all the time, you know, and one thing led to another and I asked her out and we went out, had dinner, we went to a movie and guys, I tell you what, man. And this is a man that's been married, all right? And before. It took me a month, of going out with this lady before I got the courage to ask her for a kiss.
That's bashful.
See, hey, come on. I'm a rock star drummer, okay? The drummer's supposed to get all the good chicks.
Right, that's true.
I was so afraid of this woman. She was a goddess to me.
Right.
I never seen or you know, got, you know, with a person like her. I had asked her for her name, you know, the second date. And she said her last name was Dominguez. I says, "You're Mexican?" She says, "Yeah." I said, "Do you speak Spanish?" She says, "Of course." I said, "Nah." And she says, "¿Qué quieres que te diga? ¿Quieres que te diga que te quiero?" And, you know, my mouth just fell.
Right.
You know,
right.
I says, "Wow, gorgeous and Hispanic?" It doesn't get any better than this. So, amazing. You know, it took us a while, you know, and then after I kissed her, I just knew, you know, she was
beautiful.
The one.
That's beautiful.
You know, and we've been married for 28 years.
Felicidades.
You know, and it's one of the best feelings. She has been my rock, my biggest supporter, her and my grandpa.
Definitely.
She knew me as a musician. She met me and she accepted that. And there was times where we weren't out on the road anymore. Sometimes we would go 3 or 4 weeks. And I would take on jobs either in the print shop or, you know, doing stuff like that. And she accepted me the way it is, you know. And 28 years later, here we are. You know, we've bought in our house. All of our equipment has been paid for.
Great.
All of our tours are she does all the proofing on my contracts. As the publisher, my manager, he does all the contracting, but she looks it over, and she's been with the same lawyer for 30 years. So she knows the industry very well, you know, without me even knowing that she did.
Right.
You know, so that's a big thing. She was my protector on the contracts that I did with the movie, the motion picture, with the Hollywood people. You know, she interpreted a lot of the law for us. I'm just thankful. I'm the luckiest man in the world.
Definitely, that's beautiful. Beautiful. And talking about your current project that you're supporting right now. New CD, ¿verdad?
Mm-hmm.
Mi Canciones
by
Julian Fernandez and Los Texas Wranglers. Like I said, be sure to go to get this out there. You know, it's out there, so be sure to go get it, you know, and support the band. But one song that catches my attention, of course, everyone knows we recently lost Jenny Rivera. And this song, Lo Tengo Que Olvidar, is kind of like an homage, even before this happened. You know, this song was written produced before she passed away. It's amazing.
We were shocked because not only does Rocío does a great job with this song, Lo Tengo Que Olvidar, you guys really need to hear this song.
Definitely,
But, you know, Jenny Rivera has been, to me, like Selena was. You know, I met Jenny about 5 years ago. We were doing a concert in MacArthur Park in California, Los Angeles. We met in the backstage. Bien cariñosa. I mean, she was, I didn't even know she was Jenny Rivera.
Right.
I thought she was one of the helpers at the park.
Whoa.
You know, I heard joking around, and I mean, she can talk like a sailor too. You know, and I think that's what I loved about her. She was she was very fancy free.
She would tell you she didn't like it.
Exactly. You know, I really liked the lady when I met her.
Right.
Instead, not knowing who she was, and nomás me cayó muy bien.
Right.
You know, being out of the road and. You know, she had me and Diane, you know, just tickled all the way and the guys in the band también. But, you know, joking and, you know, here's this mega star, you know, and acting like that with us, not knowing us. And we not knowing, you know, we've heard of Jenny Rivera. We knew we were going to perform with her.
Right.
But you know, seeing her on TV and videos and seeing her live is two different things.
Exactly.
You know, y aquí está esta chaparrita, you know, just going all around and, you know, talking a lot of number 10, you know. then we see her get up on stage and just the control that she has.
Right.
Oh, my right. God. You know, it's something like I've never seen any other star, you know, do. And I fell in love with Jenny.
Right.
I love Jenny, and that's how, you know, this song came about.
Right.
Was I was thinking a lot about Jenny and what would she say in this situation.
Orale.
You know, and the lyrics that I put together were stuff that I know Jenny would say.
Right. And a few people know that she was a Conjunto Tejano fan.
Oh, yeah. She loved Tejano music, man.
She loved her Flaco Jimenez. Oh. She loved her, you know, there's so many. You know
who was her favorite artist?
Who's that?
Of all time?
Who's that?
Freddie Fender.
Fíjate. Look at that.
and not the Wasted Days. And,
right, right.
You know, she liked the Freddie Fender of old.
Right.
The old rock and roll, the old Conjunto. Oh, man, she was so much into Freddie Fender.
A lot of people wouldn't have known that. Oh, you know, yeah. It's a shame we didn't get to interview her.
As a matter of fact, if you ever get a chance, go Google her. She did a great rendition on Before the Next Teardrop Falls. As a matter of fact, that's why I put it on my Adios Goodbye CD,
right.
Was because I heard her singing it.
Right.
You know, a female singing Adios Good, Before the Next Teardrop Falls.
Right.
And Joyce does it in my album. But the only reason we did it is because Jenny did it, you know.
Right.
You guys really need to listen to this.
I'll check it
out. You
know,
I'll be there before the next teardrop falls.
That's great, man. And all of these songs were their lyrics and arrangements by Julian Fernandez.
Yes.
That's something that's kind of scarce in our onda, you know. A lot of people don't like to write. Refurbish the classics, the standards.
Right, yeah.
You guys are one of the ones that are leading the charge as far as new material. Yeah. You guys, Los Nobles, there's very few of you guys that are doing this.
Yeah, this is with this album. There's 10 songs on La Pantalla on the back,
right?
But there's actually 11 songs on the CD.
We did
what is called a ghost track.
Oh, there you go.
If you go out and buy it, you'll hear the ghost track. And so there's no publicity to it, but it's a song that I think is going to be played quite a bit because of the saying that it has in there.
Catchy
Everybody tune. Says it without them knowing about it. They always say this phrase,
right.
And that's what that song is all about.
Right.
All those songs I wrote, did the arrangements. On the Adios Goodbye, it was all English country music. And we did 14 songs on that one, and 11 of those songs I also wrote. And they were English songs, except one of them was one song that one of the radio stations here in Austin is playing. It's called, what was the name of that song? I don't even remember now.
Looking at it, we remember?
No, it's not on this one.
I got you. And, well, fans, let me tell you, support the Wranglers, man, because I guarantee you, especially in the Austin area, If you're in a bind and need a band, it's probably going to be Julian's going to bail you out, you know. And Julian, right now, man, we're going to hand the mic over to you. Anything you want to say, any thank yous, anybody you want to acknowledge, whatever you want, now's the time, man.
Sure. Well, first of all, thank you for inviting me to your show.
Oh, thank you.
You and Piper Rancho Alegre, which I translate to the Jolly Ranchers. thank you guys for the invite, for taking time to do this.
Our pleasure.
It's something that I humble in my heart quite a bit. I'd like to thank a lot of the folks that has made us a hit in San Antonio. There's an organization out there called Los Polka Dogs.
Oh, yeah.
They're over 600 strong, so anytime we go play in San Antonio, we get most of those people in, and it just makes for a great party. Bueno, the South Texas Conjunto Music Association, Lupe Sainz over in South Texas, his organization, they're keeping up the hard work, I'm glad they're not losing the fire, you know.
Right.
They still support the music, and they want through education and just putting the music out there. They're doing a great job for all of us conjuntos. Corpus Christi, K Rob, all these folks that continue playing conjunto music, Radio Jalapeño, KSAB, KIWW, in South Texas. I don't know if they're still doing it. I know that they were playing our music quite a bit. Música de la Frontera, they play a lot of our music, you know, out on the Mexican side of the border. La gente de Monterrey, Nuevo León, they which continue to be big supporters of La Onda de Conjunto. It's una desgracia with the drug cartel, the way it's going.
Right.
That's making it very hard for us artists to go out there and perform. We just get tired of getting our instruments stolen and being threatened and them taking our money, our jewelry, and all that kind of stuff. It makes it hard for us to continue doing business in these great, you know, towns in Mexico.
Fear of death.
You know? Exactly. You know, and we want to thank them for still playing our music. And I'm sure we're going to get back to norm over there.
Oh, yeah.
It's una temporada, like they call it.
Yeah.
And, of course, all the folks over in the Midwestern United States, man. A lot of people forget about these folks at Oklahoma, Arkansas, Iowa, Minnesota, the Illinois, Michigan, Ohio. No, hombre, there's a lot of conjunto fans up that way.
Right.
You know, thank you for supporting La Onda de Conjunto. You guys, you know, it's through you that is keeping this onda alive. And of course, in the mountain Pacific mountain states, California, Oregon, Utah, Washington State, the Tri-City area, in Washington, hardcore conjuntos, man, they love it, it makes us want to work harder to produce better music. Porque aquí en Texas, you know, es como el dicho dice, el conjunto nos viene guango. You know, everybody has conjunto. Up in those states, man, you know, they don't have it. They don't have it that well. You know, I encourage all these bands, you know, all these conjuntos, hey, take a chance. Go out there. Go play for the door. You know, just make sure. Do these couple of things, guys. You know, and I'm talking to all the new conjuntos out there. If you think you're going to make money going out there, you're not. Okay? You're not going to get rich off of this stuff. There's no way. I'm telling you that right now. But what you can do is, instead of buying beer and drugs and all kinds of stuff, you know, whenever you perform here in Texas, save that money. You never know what you're going to need it for. And if you're that much into your art, into that conjunto music, and you want people to hear you around the United States, you have to take the music to them. Don't expect them to call you. You have to take it to them. You've got to make that sacrifice. You calculate, you know, how many gallons of gas is going to take you to get to Chicago, and how many gallons are going to take you back. How many days are you going to stay there? You calculate all that, and you make sure you have that much money in your pocket before you take off.
Yes, sir.
And then you can go play free. You can go play for $25 a person, whatever. Whatever you make, you make. If it no citas nada, at least you took CDs out there. People got to hear you. Sasuke, the next time you go, you're going to get more people. Guys, the first time I went to Chicago, it cost me $1,500. I didn't make a dime. But I knew what my goal was. You know, I wanted people to hear my music. So it cost me, you know.
Right.
I wasn't banking on any promoters, any dance halls or anything like that. No, You know, those kind of gigs are too few and far between. You know, you have to make that sacrifice. Es un sacrificio.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you love your art that much and you love your music and you believe in your music, you need to go out there and make that point. You need to spend your money, your hard-earned money, to go out there and show these people. You're giving away your music. Just know that. You're giving away your music to these people to hear you, because that's the only way you're going to get fans in this industry at this time. You know, because if you have no name, you have no recognition. Trust me, tomorrow you're not going to have no name, you're not going to have no recognition. In 2 weeks, in a month, unless you make that sacrifice. You know, and like I said, this is the only way you're going to make it out there, guys. If you have your conjunto, save your money, man. You know, have a goal. If you want to go play in Phoenix, Arizona, Saskia, they have Moose Lodges at Phoenix. They have VFWs at Phoenix. They have American Legions in Phoenix. All this is there for you. And you know what? They would give it to you.
Right.
They'll give you that night.
Right.
You know, and you can go out there, you know, sell tickets or not sell tickets. You know, just make a regular dance at $10 a person. Know that it's going to cost you money to go over there and stay. But you already have that covered in your pocket before you even leave.
That's right.
You know, whatever you make, you make on top of that. And guess what? You go a little further, you know, and just that's how you build up, you know, your people, your fans, you know, and exactly. That's how you become bigger stars. You know, everybody went through that. I mean, look, and Selena, you know, you think she was born a star? No, she went through a lot of sacrifices. You think little Joe was born a star? He went through a lot of sacrifice. You know how many cotton fields he had to pick before somebody heard one of his songs? You know, come on, guys. You know, it's not that easy. Right. You know, you just don't make it overnight.
Guess el dicho, if it was that easy, everybody would be doing it.
Exactly. You know, but save your money. Have your goals. You know, if you've got good music and you feel you have really good music and you want to present it to somebody else, go and present it to them. You know, I got my start, and this is going 8 years, 9 years at the San Antonio Rodeo. I went over there and I parked in front of their office. We rented a trailer. We had our instruments in front of the trailer, and this was off the rodeo season, and we parked right in front of their office. And we were playing music. People were gathering around. They didn't know what the hell was going on. But you know what? That February, we were hired. And we've been hired every year since.
That's awesome.
You've got to do those kind of things.
That's right.
You know, if you feel that people aren't hearing you, you go out there and park in front of their front yard. Go out there and park in front of the nightclubs. And tell these nightclubs, hey, watch it there. This is what I can do.
Yeah.
You know, people gather around. They're going to gather around anyway. Go show these people, this is what we can do. This is what I like to bring to your nightclub. You know, go out of there and do it. You know, it's not that hard, but you know what? You have to do it.
Right.
You know, you have the drive to play music. You have to have the drive to make it your business if you're going to make it in this industry.
That's right. And one more thing we've asked everyone that, you know, that we've done an interview with. Any words for our soldiers, man, abroad? And, you know, any support?
Oh, God, yes. I was in the Air Force myself. I was during the Vietnam era.
Oh, thank you, sir.
I was in a C-130, the Hercules. If you were in the military, you know what that was. My main job there was going into Europe, Spain, and they would bring the dead soldiers in body bags, in crates of ice.
Wow.
Wow. And we had crates and crates and crates going into these airplanes. And I would sit, you know, if anybody knows what the C-130 is, the way you sit, is you sit against a wall. Your back's against a wall. And I personally, you know, have a heartfelt love for the soldiers that go out there, especially the ones that are living, because I saw the ones that died. Sitting down in an airplane, going across the Atlantic Ocean, seeing the ice melt seeing the ice melt, the blood coming out of the crates and flowing over my boots, my GI boots, and just looking down and tears coming to my eyes, not knowing who's inside that crate, It could be my cousin. Could be my brother. It could be my neighbor. You know, but they were dead. They give up their lives. You know, and it's something that really hits you hard, and emotional, to see crates. You know, not a coffin. I'm talking crates with 15, 20 soldiers in each crate. You've got 20 crates in a C-130 packed in ice, and that ice melting down and flowing over your boots. You know, now, that's not a part of America that I want my sons, my family to see, ever. You know, I don't want to see that. But the soldiers that are serving our country, you know what? These guys, the day they sign, they become a hero to me. You know, I don't care if they work in the mess hall. I don't care if they work in the BX. I don't care. You know, it takes the guy that's cleaning the carpets. It takes that guy to be part of the American Armed Forces. You know, to make the machine work. And that's what it is. It's a machine. And we're part of that machine. Each and every one of us. Everyone that's hearing this program. It's part of that. You know, and I'll be damned if I see anyone disrespect any of our soldiers or disrespect Old Glory, our United States flag. That is something that I will not tolerate from anyone, especially someone that has not served in the military. You know, because that is one of the most heroic things that anyone can do for this country. You know, is to protect our country, our rights, our freedom, we the people. That is who we are. That's why we're able to sit down right here. And I got to see this, you know, and I don't know whose blood it was going over my shoes, but it was many of them. It was all those drops of blood that joined together. The first thing that came into my mind, you know, it wasn't one person. It was all these people's blood together. And the only thing that came to my mind is, it was American. It was American blood flowing through my shoes. That's sad. I love America, man. I love our armed forces. And God bless you guys for serving out there. You know, you guys are my heroes. And if ever Los Texas Rangers could do something for you, you call me. There's no charge.
Well said, well said. Everyone, we've been speaking with Julian Fernandez here of Los Texas Wranglers here at his home. Julian, muchas gracias otra vez to have us, you know, in your home and to talk to you, to learn about you, and we've learned a lot. And, of course, we're going to end the program with new songs from his new CD. Please go out and get them. Anytime you see the Wranglers performing in your town or close to you, wherever, go check them out. You won't be disappointed. It's a great show. Puro chanclazo. Oh, yeah. A great time to be had. So, Julian, muchas gracias. And you've been listening to Rancho Alegre Radio. Thank you, Julian.
Frank, thank you, and Piper, and all the Jolly Rancher fans out there. We really appreciate this. And siga adelante. You know, follow your heart. You know, go out and see live music. I don't care if it's conjunto, tejano, country, rock, whatever. You know, We all have that kid at heart inside of us, and all the musicians, even the megastars, they're all were little punks too, you know, and we all had to start somewhere, and we couldn't be nowhere without your support. And thank you very much, guys.
Yes, so all right, so let's finish it off with those Texas Wranglers.
Se lleva el dolor que me está matando, y con esta tequila que estoy tomando voy a olvidar el que me traicionó. Esta parranda no me está ayudando, a ese maldito no lo puedo. no. Esta parranda no me está ayudando. A ese maldito no lo puedo olvidar. Yo lo quiero mucho, no quiero perderlo, pero ese machote lo tengo que olvidar. Esta parranda se lleva el dolor.
Tiene mi gloria, que me hipnotizan cuando me ven. Qué lindos ojos tiene mi gloria, que me hipnotizan cuando me ven. No necesita de maquillaje ni el espejito donde se ve. No necesita de maquillaje ni el espejito donde se ve. Qué linda es mi gloria, sus lindos labios quiero besar. Qué linda es mi gloria, sus lindos labios quiero besar. No necesita de maquillaje ni el espejito donde se ve. No necesita de maquillaje ni el espejito donde se ve. Tiene sus labios color de rosa y su figura es angelical. Tiene sus labios color de rosa y su figura es angelical. De su hermosura me tiene loco, tus lindos labios quiero besar. De tu hermosura me tiene loco, tus lindos labios quiero besar. Qué linda es mi gloria, tus lindos labios quiero besar. Qué linda es mi gloria, tus lindos labios quiero besar. Ya su hermosura me tiene loco, tus lindos labios quiero besar. Ya su hermosura me tiene loco, tus lindos labios quiero besar. Le pregunté, you wanna dance to this wonderful song. Me miró arriba abajo como si fuera muy poco. Le pregunté, what's the matter, don't you wanna dance. Ya los chicos se arrimaban,
a esta güera preciosa. Yo más cerca me puse para ganar mi lugar. Se pasaron más cumbias y con nadie bailó. Yo el inglés no hablo, dos palabras sé yo.
That's crazy, that's crazy.
Es lo único que sabe.
That's crazy, that's crazy.
Is the only thing she knows.
That's crazy, that's crazy.
Toda la noche bailaba.
That's crazy, that's crazy.
The way she dances, that's crazy.
That's crazy, that's crazy.
Y también en Bogotá.
That's crazy, that's crazy.
En Allende, Nuevo León.
That's crazy, that's crazy.
Y por todo Monterrey.
That's crazy, that's crazy.
En la tierra caliente. En Reynosa la bailan.
That's crazy, that's crazy.
They dance it in San Antonio.
That's crazy, that's crazy.
En Corpus Christi también.
That's crazy, that's crazy.
En Austin, Houston y Laredo.
That's crazy, that's crazy.
That's crazy, my friend.